Hey, man.
What's up?
Oh, not much. What's going on with you?
This isn't... What are you doing?
Hey, have you ever heard of...
We're not on a phone call. Oh, nothing much. What's up with you, man?
What's going on with you?
Trying to record a show if you would do it.
I have another call. Can I merge you with that call?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's... Here's the problem. We've probably just gone viral on TikTok again.
Yeah, probably.
And this is someone's first episode
first
of Tillin'
experience.
And I want you to know, this is it. This is what it is.
Yeah.
Every
yeah.
time.
Yeah, actually. But speaking of phone calls, have you ever heard of AT&T? There's a guy named Alexander Graham Bell. You ever heard of him?
AT&T started World War II, and you can't change your mind on that.
You should really look it up. It's really interesting to watch them drop it.
Here's things I would like to learn about, because I'm tired of sitting through these episodes of the crap that I don't want to learn about. They're the mob. AT&T's the mob. Support on Patreon. We're going to kill you.
Things I learned last night. Tilling it.
Are we going to learn about my internet provider? Yeah. Are you serious? Yeah. Is it going to be... I really want it to be negative. Is it going to be negative?
Sort of.
I would love for it to be negative.
Sort of.
I'm not a fan.
It sort of is. Yeah, I mean, it's expensive, man. They promised me last year... They promised me last year they would give me free internet for life, and it lasted 2 months.
Who promised you that?
AT&T support.
What,
I had a bunch of problems.
Some kid in a polo, door to door?
No, here's what happened. I had a bunch of problems with something. I can't even remember what it was last year. Bunch of problems.
Her name is Bree.
They like.
No. I had a bunch of problems with. I don't even remember what it was. Your wife. Her name is Bree.
No, I think they like.
I can make those jokes because she will never listen to this podcast.
I think they like triple billed me or something like that. It was ridiculous. Oh, okay, it was something really ridiculous. And so I call support. I ended up escalating it like 3 or 4 times. Like I was talking to the CEO at this point.
No, you weren't. You wanted to.
But
didn't you try to call Jeff Bezos once?
I emailed Jeff Bezos.
All right. You emailed JeffB@Amazon.com.
I did. And I got a reply from his assistant. Yeah, they do that. They do that on Amazon support. If you lift it high enough, they'll give you Jeff's Amazon email, which is literally Jeff@Amazon.com.
Yeah.
And they're like, here, we'll get you Jeff's email so you can talk to Jeff.
Dude, that's exactly what they're doing. Right. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You want to talk to my manager? Yeah. Okay. Well, here's
Jeff Bezos.
I can tell that you're not going to give up until you talk to Jeffrey. First of all, it's not even short for Jeffrey. It's short for Jeffold.
Jeff. Anyways, so AT&T was like,
yeah,
we're sorry, sir. This is a major inconvenience. Here's what I can do for you. I can give you free internet for life. And I was like, for life. And they were like, yeah, for life. And I was like, you're telling me I don't have to pay for it. And like, I did not believe them. I made them commit to it over and over again.
You were like, for the rest of my life. And they were like, yes, for 15 more years.
They were like, yes, for 2 more months. I was like, what are you going to do?
Dude, what if that's how like for life plans work? Is that now AT&T has to put out bounties. They got to put out like freaking, you know, and it's one of those things where you're just like, don't tell me when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then they just take you out.
Yeah. And then they just,
AT&T take you out. AT&T that's what it is.
But yeah, a couple months later, I got charged for my internet. So I called them and they were like, oh yeah, we're sorry. We're only supposed to give that deal to people who live in San Francisco.
Oh yeah, we're sorry. We lied. That was the whole thing. And also, we're the biggest internet provider in Kansas City, so you literally cannot switch to someone else. So it's kind of either work with us or not really.
Don't.
It's either just pay us or don't have internet.
Yeah.
There are literally zero other options unless you live in North Kansas City where Alex lives and it's part of their infrastructure and their city planning to have Google Fiber for everyone in North Kansas City. But if you live in the rest of Metro Kansas
Google
City,
Fiber
AT&T is just
most
like,
of Kansas City. Google Fiber is in most of Kansas. And you could also get Comcast.
Can you really? You want to get Comcast? Sorry, I want to watch Hulu. I would like my internet to, you know.
Net.
Well, but AT&T doesn't half the time.
Yeah, it's true. So here, it's ironic you said this because
But doesn't AT&T own Comcast?
No.
I'm pretty sure they do.
They do not. AT&T is the most monopolish company to ever exist.
Right.
This story, man, I love this. Okay,
I used to be a Singular customer.
Yeah, and now you're an AT&T customer.
Well, not now. Well, I was AT&T for like 2 years, yeah, and then I was like, I'm pretty sure these people are going to try to kill me one day.
I keep getting calls from AT&T reps that makes me think they're going to.
Yeah, well, they'll show up at your door too. That's how they got my old roommate. Is that they were like, hey.
No, that's how you got your old roommate?
They didn't kill my old roommate. that's how they like recruited him, is they do the whole, you go door to door selling internet and you make commission. And they're like, you can make like, you know.
It's a pyramid scheme.
A little bit. Yeah. If you recruit people, you get more money. Yeah. It's just like a whole.
So here's how this started. There's a guy named Alexander Graham Bell. You ever heard of him? He invented the phone. And
you're asking me if I ever heard of AGB? The notorious AGB.
Oh gosh. Yeah, yeah. I am asking you that.
Yeah, I know who that is.
So he invented the phone and he started the company in 1875, the Roaring 70s.
1875?
Yeah. It was actually the Ringing 70s. It was the first phone thing. And so he starts this company called the Bell Telephone Company, which is
now Bitcoin, BTC. That's a little known fact.
Little known fact is,
if you invested $100 in 1875 into BTC, you would be a billionaire now. Your email would be jeff@amazon.com.
They just give that email goes to the richest person.
I have a conspiracy that Jeff Bezos isn't actually the CEO. That's differently. I have a conspiracy that the bald guy we know as Jeff Bezos is not Jeff Bezos. Is not the CEO. I have a conspiracy that it's literally an alien with like 8 tentacles, and he's just out here like, and that's who runs Amazon, because the things they're doing is pretty insane, right?
Yeah.
Like, first of all, he's like over here, and they're just AT&T lied to you, and Amazon to me was like, we're going to send you this thing. And then like 2 months later, they were like, just kidding. We lied.
Just kidding. Yeah. Oh, here it is.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. We can get anything to anywhere in the world in a couple of hours, but we couldn't get this to you in a couple of months.
2 months for to get this. Anyway, they gave it to us eventually.
He starts back this on company. Track.
He starts Bell Telephone Company. Bell Telephone in 1875. Company.
So he invented the phone. We all know that story. Whatever. He calls his assistant and is like, "Hey, I want to see you." And it's like, what a weird first phone call. And then he starts this phone company. He was only there for a couple of years because he was like, I like inventing more. He's like, I need to go back to my laboratory.
Yeah.
And so he sold his shares.
Inventors do that.
Yeah, he sold his shares and let the company continue to run. The company is interesting because they had a really interesting strategy in those first days. Because they recognized, okay, for this to work, there has to be phone lines crossing the country. And so this will cost millions of dollars in infrastructure to get this off the ground.
For this to work, we're going to need a lot of yarn and tin cans, okay? And we got to build an infrastructure.
And there's that place in central Missouri with all the yarn we can go to. What's that place called? Yarn?
Yarn Barn.
Yarn Barn.
Did you say yarn? What's that place called? Yarn? What?
Welcome to the city of yarn.
Well, actually, I opened one of my dream businesses is to retire with my wife will run the yarn barn, the yarn section, and then I'll run a little ice cream place. Yeah. And then we'll have a sign out front that says, my milkshake's bringing all the boys to the yarn.
Oh, no. Okay.
That's where I'd like to retire.
Enough of this. So AT&T's strategy in the beginning was pretty clever.
They recognized, they said... We gotta buy property.
Well, what they said was, this will cost millions of dollars to stretch phone lines across the country. So instead, what they did is they said, okay, we've got 20 years for our patent before the competition starts coming out.
Yeah.
And so they said, we got 20 years to cover the country in all these phone lines, but that's going to be expensive. So what they did is they sold licenses to investors to cover their territory. So most of the territories were towns or, in extreme cases, counties. And these licenses, the way it worked is you could build your phone lines all around your territory, however you wanted to build them, but you couldn't connect to other territories. You just had your one territory. You couldn't go outside your territory.
So you can only call people in your territory.
Within your territory, yeah. And what AT&T did is they built the connections. And so that's where long-distance phone calls came from. And so when you wanted to make a call outside of your territory, it became long-distance. And then AT&T, you had to pay AT&T for that call. The way AT&T structured this contract was really interesting, though, is because these local territories, they had a 10-year term where they could run their license. At the end of 10 years, AT&T would buy back their territory, I guess, their company that they started. So an investor would say, okay, well, I can invest a few million dollars to build all this infrastructure and then run the company and make money, make it profitable for 10 years, and then I've got a guaranteed buyout at 10 years.
So after 10 years, they still have 10 more years with no competition, and someone else built the
Infrastructure.
Interesting.
But those, for those whole 10 years, they have a monopoly on the long distance market. So at 10 years, what they ended up doing is they ended up only buying about 40% of these territories back because of a few reasons. Some of them they negotiated with the owners and they let them keep their licenses. Some of them, there just wasn't a big enough market in that territory. So they said, ah, you can keep that. And so it was, those were kind of the two leading reasons. But there was also a budget thing because it ended up being way more profitable than I think they even expected.
Okay.
And so they could only afford to buy back so many territories.
Hey, thanks for being here for Things I Learned Last Night. If you want bonus content, early access to episodes, and a whole lot more, including a Discord channel, we have that available to our Patreon supporters. To sign up for that and for more info, text Tillin to 66866.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. This time of year is interesting because everybody's kind of coming out of their winter hibernation and wanting to go do stuff. And if you're anything like me, that's not great. Not because you don't like your family or you don't like your friends or anything like that, but because your social battery drains pretty easily and you need more time to recharge than a lot of other people in your life. Last summer, I was not great at this. I let myself do way too much and I got really, really drained and it was a rough experience all around. Luckily, I've got a therapist who does a great job helping me set my boundaries and keeping me accountable to my boundaries, especially in areas like this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, it's flexible, it's convenient, and it fits literally any schedule. It's really easy to sign up. All you got to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, and you'll get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Tillin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Tillin, TILLN. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. They bought back the vast majority.
Because a lot of those people wanted to keep the investment.
Yeah. A lot of them were like, wait, okay,
I can make more money keeping this.
Yeah. So a lot of people ended up renegotiating.
The people who they bought it back from were probably people who had already spent that money.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Or
just didn't want to do it long term.
Or maybe they were just like, yeah, I want out of this. I'll take my payout. But I think there were some people who were like, man, I could stick in this. Let me pay another license fee and I'll stick it out and make more. So they did this for a while. And then obviously their patent runs up. And this is a really interesting moment in telephone history because it's now basically the early 1900s. Not quite, but basically the early 1900s. It's the 90s. It's the roaring 90s. Every decade in the past is the roaring that decade. The roaring 90s were crazy. Nirvana was really big at this time.
Shut up. Keep going with the phone.
It's crazy
to me that, like, Civil War.
Yeah.
10 years later, phone.
Yeah, isn't that nuts?
That's just weird because I'm picturing Civil War time. You know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's hard.
What do you picture when you picture the Civil War?
I picture, what is it, that Mel Gibson movie?
That's Braveheart?
No. No. Mel Gibson has a Civil War movie.
Does he really?
I think so. Yeah, The Patriot.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes way more sense. I didn't know that was Civil War, though.
Yeah. That's what
I don't watch Mel Gibson movies.
Yeah, my parents maybe watched that in high school because they didn't want me to enlist in the Army. And they said, watch this. And then afterwards, they were like, do you want to go to war? And I was like, no, that seems
pretty awful. That's how they sat you down? Yeah. They were like, is this what you'd like for your life?
But it works.
It's like that guy who comes to your school and tells you, it's like the DARE program, basically.
Yeah, kind of.
He's like, this is what drugs do. People behead each other over drugs. And you're like, what? You're telling third graders about this. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that's pretty true. So
the Roaring 90s.
The Roaring 90s.
1890s.
The patent opens up and everybody's like, I can make phone company.
Yeah.
But it was...
Because English wasn't great at the time.
There was old English.
Yeah.
I can make phone company.
There was a group that talked like 80 and 7 years ago. And then there was another group that was like, I'll make phones. And you're like, what? I'll make phones.
So...
You do... phones make...
Here was the issue with when the patent opened up. AT&T covered the nation in phone lines already. And so it was millions of dollars.
You couldn't use theirs. Mm-mm.
Yeah, and so it's $1 million investment.
There's no one else can catch up.
Yeah. So there was so much infrastructure to catch up on.
They couldn't
catch up in the States. And then alternatively, what happened outside...
And Alexander Graham Bell.
Yeah.
Like, just...
He just kept inventing. He just got, I've got other things to make.
He sold out, though. Like, he sold his shares and wasn't making money from this.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he might have had a royalty. I'll look it up real quick.
Yeah. Was he making, no, I don't want to say residuals, but yeah. You know, because I mean, because if you sell out, then 20 years later, they are the company.
Yeah.
And was it really millions? Because in the 1890s, millions is a lot.
Yeah. So he sold his patents for $100,000 in 1879.
That's a lot of money. How much is that worth today?
So $100,000 in 1879 is worth $2.6 million today. So, I mean, he made money off of it.
$2.6 million.
Wow. So it wasn't like he made crazy money, but he made money. You know, like he probably would have made a lot more if he stayed, but he made good money. And then he just went on and kept inventing stuff. He lived the rest of his life and he's just like, what can I make? He invented the pooper scooper. He didn't. That's what he went on. He made the phone. And then he made the phone
and then he spent the rest of his days cutting eels because he was like, what makes where do they come from?
So what was interesting about it is in the US, obviously nobody could compete with AT&T, but outside the US, most other countries, what they did was they started state run telephone companies, which sounds at first glance, pretty not American. It's actually, I'm kind of surprised that it didn't go this route in America because it was essentially like the post office.
Right.
And so there was these state-run companies that just, they handled your phone calls just like the post office handles your mail. That was the way it was in most other countries for years until obviously it wasn't. A bunch of other people were like, wait, I can make a lot of money like this. Kind of like FedEx.
Okay. Can you explain to me how phones worked?
Yeah, so back then, now you say
both.
Talk to it and it does stuff. So back then you would pick up your phone,
yeah,
and you get connected.
I'm glad
to
you
your
included that first step.
Yeah, let me walk you through every detail. You would get connected to your local operator,
right?
And that was whoever ran your territory.
So middle of the night, is there an operator standing?
Yeah,
by?
So there was always an operator standing by. Usually there was multiple, and depending on how big your territory was.
He's watching PewDiePie on his phone the whole time. He's on an iPhone. That's what I imagine. He's on an iPhone.
With his feet up on his
feet
desk.
Up, just watching.
Hey. Hello.
Is that how unclear he talked to? Hi. And they were like, phone. phone make.
Hey, you've reached phone.
Hot day. Boom. I am can't even say okay. Day. Just doesn't know. He just doesn't know how to talk.
Yeah, so they just had this wall of like inputs.
Super intelligent, can write really well.
Oh my gosh. But can't.
But when talk. It comes to like the, you know, it's just like the
verbalizing is tough for them. So they had
for phone operators.
Basically like guitar cables. They were like little quarter inch cables.
Yeah.
And they just had a wall of inputs with everybody's name on them that they serviced.
That's what I knew. I was just making sure that we could
talk
about the evolution of that. So what you're saying is that person became a state employee in some areas.
Yeah. And so in other countries, it was a state employee. And then the way it worked for long distance is they had like a splitter cable that would then go out into
and there's like a person
connect
who
to AT&T and then AT&T would connect
them. Run the cable through the ocean?
Yeah. AT&T just carried it. There's actually the way that works now is there's a giant fiber optic cable that's just stretching the planet through the oceans. It's actually really interesting to watch those ships lay that cable line because they have a giant spool that's just constantly just dropping it into the ocean, and it's huge, this line. You should really look it up. It's really interesting to watch them drop it. But yeah, it's just this massive, like really sturdy cable that's stretching the ocean. And that's, I think that's doing internet now. I think we've got phones figured out, and now phones are pretty much all satellite.
I love that Bree could wake up at 2 a.m. and see a glow coming from your office, and she's like, what is he watching on his computer right now? You know? She's like, he's probably in some chat room with some girl in Florida.
In Florida.
And in your office, you're just watching them lay fiber optic cable. And you're just like,
It's so satisfying. You really need to try it.
Like, that's why I bring it up. It's because you use the word satisfying. It's because you go, it's really satisfying, actually. It's like, I mean,
it's they've got
some days I have a bad day at work and I want to go home and just relax with a good hour of fiber optic cable laying, you know?
So anyways,
really takes the edge off.
One of those companies, one of those state-run companies, the Dutch company, I think it was, I can't remember exactly how they spelled it, like Dutch Telefonia or however you say that in telephone in Dutch. That became T-Mobile, and T-Mobile just was like, we'll keep the T part.
This word has a T in it. We'll keep that, I guess.
We'll keep that, keep everything else.
So they're
they're
a Dutch company.
Yeah, originally. I don't think it is anymore.
From
Dutch.
Dajija.
So what happened really quickly is as these other companies began, they started realizing it's impossible for us to compete with AT&T.
Yeah.
And so
have to work with them or absorb into them.
Yeah. So in like 1907, the government was like, this is kind of a monopoly. So pretty much immediately they were like, you guys, a little too big here. And so they started kind of like,
and then AT&T was like, all right, well, actually that area is called Comcast. And they're like, but that's still you. And they're like,
they're like, why don't you email Jeff about it?
No. When I'm in Phoenix, I go by Jeff. It doesn't make you a different person. Yeah, it does.
Okay, so this is actually really close to what happened.
No, I know exactly how you break up monopolies is you just name it different things, have a different CEO, have a different structure, but all the money funnels to the same things.
So they spent...
When you go to the chip aisle, who do you think owns all those chips? Do you think it's a bunch of... You think there are like 50 different chip companies?
No.
No, there's two different chip companies.
It's Kroger and then other Kroger.
Lay's. Frito Lay's,
man. It's Kroger and the other company's literally other Kroger.
And then they were like, this is a little too on the nose. We're going to change this.
Okay. We'll call it okay.
Okay. Are.
All right. So they spent the next like 30 years fighting them. There was a couple dips because of the wars, both of the wars.
Which wars?
You know, the world wars.
You know, the ones, the wars.
The one and the two.
Yeah.
And they kind of got a little bit of...
It was World War and then other World War.
Other World War. They got a little bit of like... obviously the government was occupied.
Yeah.
But they were instrumental in the war because they pretty much took care of communication in the war. And so the government kind of laid off them a little bit because they were like, yeah, you know, they're helping us talk. And that's important in this. And so they kind of backed off for each war. And then like after World War One, they were like, okay, but hey, you know, the thing that we were talking about before the war.
Hey, war's over.
Yeah.
Nice. Hey, by the way, that thing we were talking about before. Oh, shoot. war's over.
And then coincidentally, another war before they could get it figured out.
So here's the theory, right? Hey, thanks for being here. We've got merchandise. It's a way to support the show and help us do more stuff, buy new equipment, reach more people. If you like what we're doing and want to help us do that more, please consider doing that. If you want a link to that, all of that's going to be sent to you if you just text Tillin to 66866. I'll tell you, it's not a thing where we're going to text you a lot. It's not a text service. We're not going to like send you more than more. It's just a way for you to get a link. It's one text. That's all we're going to send. I promise you. You know where I'm going already, is that World War One happens, all right? And it's like, and actually a lot of Americans didn't like World War One.
Yeah.
And then everyone was like, that was super weird. We did that, right? And AT&T was like, yeah, it was pretty crazy. But they got the heat off of us, right? And then the government was like, hey, AT&T. And they were like, actually. And then AT&T started World War II.
Like, did you see this thing?
This is fact. This is canon, actually. You can
say canon. This is world history canon.
This is AT&T canon. AT&T started World War II, and you can't change my mind on that.
Okay. So World War II
ends. There's no evidence to say they didn't.
World War II ends. They get a little bit of padding for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then the government comes back and is like, hey, so essentially what ended up happening is they had to split up from their own company that handled the phone lines.
Right.
But then they had a company that also manufactured the phones, and they were like, you can't do both. And so they split that up. And so then they were then just focused on the phone lines, not manufacturing the phones. AT&T was like, okay, fine, we won't do that. But then a few years later, they were like, yeah, this still is a problem. Like, you're still kind of the only one doing the phone line thing. And so it ends up taking them about 20 years. And then in 1984, they successfully broke up AT&T. And so it split it up into...
In 84. Wow.
So it's... But yeah, in 1907, it kind of began where they're like, you guys are a little too big.
It took almost 80 years
for them to successfully...
That's what I'm saying about like social media, though. They've been trying to break up Facebook for a little bit.
Yeah.
They're like, listen, Facebook, you run... Like, if Facebook tried to absorb TikTok, I don't know what they would do.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. So they ended up splitting it up in 84 into companies that were based on region. So very similar to the original model for AT&T.
Right.
So AT&T still existed. So there was AT&T was one of the companies that
stayed. And then it went to KC&T.
BT&T. CT&T.
DT&T. So was that Connecticut? Connecticut CT&T?
No.
Oh. I was saying KC&T.
No, I was saying just go through the alphabet.
Oh, got AB&T, it, got it.
ZT&T. ZT&T. Hello, we're ZT&T.
Hello, no. My name is Ronald. I am from PT&T.
So it's split into, I think, nine companies. 9X, Pacific Telesis, Ameritech, Bell Atlantic, Southwestern Bell Corporation, obviously AT&T, Bell South, and US West.
Now they're all back to being a part of AT&T, right?
Close. So you probably have heard of some of these. These were regional. So I grew up knowing US West, which ended up becoming Qwest, and now is CenturyLink. So if you've heard of any of those, you probably live in the West or have watched the Seattle Seahawks play football because they own their stadium. But then like SBC, that's here, the SBC Sprint. Global. I don't know if they have Sprint. I could be wrong. Maybe they do.
T-Mobile absorbs Sprint. So that's part of it now.
But anyways, so these companies... Bell Atlantic bought 9X in 96, and they rebranded to Verizon. Oh. And then SBC went and they bought Ameritech and Pacific Telesis, and then eventually Bell South. And then they bought AT&T and rebranded to AT&T in 2005.
Yeah.
So what happened was they got split up. And now there are three companies from the split. So it got split into nine. Now there are three. CenturyLink, which is the only one who kind of stayed on its own, was like, Verizon good, by ourselves.
And AT&T.
Verizon and AT&T are the two other ones. All the rest of the other companies became Verizon and AT&T, which Verizon is just two of them. So really, of the nine, six of them are once again AT&T. And then AT&T also went, I mean, SBC, before they bought AT&T, went and bought a bunch of other companies.
Yeah.
And AT&T, since it became the new reorganized AT&T, has also bought a bunch of companies again. Most noteworthy being DirecTV was a really big one. They bought they bought that up and got into the TV business. They also got
Does AT&T own HBO, or how are they connected?
Yeah, so I don't know if they actually own HBO. I'm not sure. I know they bought, or they're in the process. I'm not sure on this. I'm foggy on this part. I know they're in the process, or they just finished purchasing Time Warner.
Yeah.
Which I think owns HBO. So then
okay, that's where I was thinking. Yeah. Because I know that I get HBO included in my internet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they might have actually like successfully purchased them.
Right.
Now. And then they also bought a couple mobile phone companies, most notably Singular, and to create AT&T Wireless. So this was a big deal because in 2005, AT&T, in the 90s and the early 2000s, AT&T, like AT&T, kind of sucked. All their subsidiaries that split up were great. But the actual AT&T kind of lost its way for like 15 years because they were like, oh, what do we do now? Like all of our telephone distributors are different companies.
Yeah.
So they try to get into computers. They tried making computers for a little while, which I don't know if you've ever seen an AT&T home PC, but you haven't because it didn't succeed. And then so they just kind of had failure after failure after failure until they got bought up by SBC. And then SBC just went on a purchase other company rampage where they were like, what if we don't do anything and we just buy other companies that are doing things. And that's exactly what they did. And that's still what they do, is they just buy. Yeah. They're like, we don't have to do
what
anything.
What if we just don't make a podcast anymore? What if we just buy other just people?
Buy
who
AT&T.
Make podcasts? Let's make an offer.
That's our new goal, is to
if
buy.
If you support
AT&T.
Us on Patreon, that's the goal. The goal is to get enough people who support us on Patreon to make enough to buy AT&T.
And if you help us do that, we promise to our patrons, we'll give you free internet for life.
Yep. Yeah, if you know what we mean.
It'll be the best two months of your life.
Support on Patreon. We're going to kill you. Let's just put it out there, you know? Let's just really make that make sure that's known. If you do want to support on Patreon, you can text Tillin to 66866. That's the quickest way to get started.
Yeah, and we want to take a quick second, actually, while we're on the topic, to shout out one of our $25 patrons. His name is Kyle.
Kyle's so cool, man. Kyle and his wife, honestly, like, they've been on all like the live events that I do.
Yeah.
And they take turns watching their kid. So this is so true. Any live event that I've done, their child is in the living room, and they honestly, like, they take little shifts.
Oh my gosh.
Watching the live, and then one of them goes to watch the kid. And it's almost like 12-minute intervals where they're just like, all right, center switch. Like it's so funny to me.
That's awesome. Shout out to Kyle. Thank you for supporting the show. You're making it this possible.
Yeah. We're going to kill you one day.
Yeah. We're going to kill you, but
you're going to get free internet, and you better enjoy it. You better use that free internet to watch as many fiber optic cables go into the ocean as you can, because we are going to take you out. You think we're just going to let you leech off of us forever?
Oh my goodness. So here's where we're at now. AT&T bought Time Warner.
For legal purposes, I'm being serious.
And it was a shock because everybody thought, they were like, there's no way they're going to let this go through. Right. AT&T's got so much slack. Slack?
No, they don't own
That's
slack.
That's not the word. Oh, okay. They've been taking flack from the government for as long as they've been around, pretty much. And so everybody didn't expect it to go through. But what's crazy is, I mean, this is a vertical merger. So these are companies in two different industries that merged.
Right.
And that never gets shot down. So I think that's what they figured out is, okay, we can't go buy companies that do exactly what we do. We just have to buy all the other companies that do different stuff.
Yes.
And it'll go through. Also, in 2015, they said, wait a second. In 84, we got split up into a bunch of different companies. And that was really great for us, SBC, because now we're a company. But we weren't before. But if now, to stop that, what we could do is we could just give, I don't know, $30 million to the government every year. And so that's what they're doing now. They're just giving $30 million. And they have a whole department of lobbyists. That their whole job, absolutely.
Just
lobby, just schmooze the government.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they do is they schmooze the government, and then they just go buy companies that are adjacent to what they do. So it's technically not a monopoly, but if you think about
it. And politicians need that money for their campaign to stay in office. Mm-hmm. So they take that money, and then because they took that money, they can't do anything about the problem that exists. And anyway,
it's a problem.
So yeah, hey, you know, it's super cool that we're, you know, anything that's wrong with the world can never be fixed. Think about that.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty fair. Yeah, so that's it's a big problem that you just brought up.
We should do an episode on lobbying to explain how that works.
That would be an interesting episode.
Yeah.
I'll have to look into that. I'll have to learn some more about
Here's lobbyists. Things I would like to learn about, because I'm tired of sitting through these episodes of the crap that I don't want to learn about. I'm just tired of learning about your dumb stuff. Tell me about lobbyists. Tell me about... that's about it.
That's what you want to
learn. That's all I'm interested in.
That's all. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Denominations, maybe?
Here's what's interesting about this, though, is they technically aren't a monopoly in the fact that they don't own all the phone companies. They have competition now, right?
Right.
But they have an interesting, strange monopoly now that is kind of uncategorized, because now they run the company that gets you internet, gets you your TV service, and owns the TV channels. Yep. So they own that whole stream down the line, where it's technically, they're not the only one. There's others out there. So they're technically not a monopoly, but they own the entire stream for you now. Where before, it used to be you would have somebody separate on each step of that road where they went and they're like, let's just buy the whole road. And so it's technically okay because there's competition. They're not the only option out there. But if you run with AT&T, I don't know if you... A lot of people are killing their TV services now because streaming.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you've noticed this. This happens a lot on TV channels now. There's these disputes between channels and providers where, like, I saw this the other day where it was like Channel 9 or NBC just wasn't available for like a month because they were in a dispute with
right.
DirecTV. They're like, you can't have us right now. And they were like, come on, like, just come back.
And they were like, no means no. And they were like, but we're creepy.
They were like, okay.
Yeah, so, AT&T is the creepy guy who just won't take no for an answer. It's just, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah. Come on.
So they're kind of like, so.
What if I paid you? What if we gave you more money? Oh, okay.
What if we bought you?
Do it or we'll buy you.
Or we'll buy you out.
That's honestly a real thing that happens.
Yeah, so it's making the whole industry just kind of like, I don't know. I don't want to say cripple, but it's making it not function well.
It's
like
not stable.
It's hurting it all because so much of it is just too connected. So it's a really interesting era for AT&T. I don't know if Alexander Graham Bell ever expected any of this to come from his company.
I think he knew it. That's why he got out. You know, in 1875, he's like, oh, I see that going downhill pretty fast.
Yeah,
give me my 100,000 and let me peace out of here.
Get out of here. I'm going to invent. He actually invented a new cable a few years after the phone that is very, very similar to the fiber optic cable, which actually... really, really was the kind of Achilles heel for AT&T in the phone industry when that fiber optic cable ended up actually coming out and being widely used. AT&T wasn't using that cable and they couldn't keep up with their competitors who were. And so then they ended up transitioning and getting the fiber optic cables, but it was a huge struggle for them in the beginning.
Yeah.
And the invention is very similar to something that Alexander Graham Bell invented, but wow. Nobody adopted back then. And I don't really understand why nobody did.
Anyway.
So, yeah, that's
AT&T.
That's AT&T.
Wow. So are we pro AT&T? Are we not? That's really, honestly, it's a character question.
I'm a subscriber. I give them a lot of money every month because they're expensive.
Well, and they're threatening your life.
Yeah. They actually, I told them, I was like, I want free internet for
life.
They're
the mob.
Yeah.
They're the mob. AT&T's the mob.
And they said, how about this? You pay us $30 a month for your internet or we kill you. And I was like,
how about
that's
this?
A pretty great deal. I like that
hey,
deal. We'll take it.
Hey, I see you got some problems with the service we're providing. And I'm saying we could provide you with other services.
Yeah.
If you catch what I'm saying. You know, that fiber optic cable isn't the only thing that's going underwater this month, you know?
I hate that.
You're gonna get whacked.
We can spoil you. Spoil? Spiral? Okay,
that's enough of this.
Spool. We'll wrap you around a spool.
They'll do that with your intestines. They're gross people.
Oh God.
Anyway, that's AT&T.
Yep. That's AT&T.
Do they own any music companies?
You know, they might.
We should try to get acquired by AT&T. We should like make something that they could buy from us.
That they'd be interested in buying.
Yeah. We'll call. Why are we not called Fiddle Off Productions?
That's pretty-